Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Saturday, you can catch our college football game of the week on ESPN 94.9. That's presented by Gary Force Acura. Saturday's game will have an SEC matchup between Georgia and Alabama. It is the game of the week in college football. That kickoff is at 7 p.m. once again on ESPN 94.9. Speaking of college football, we told you stuff that Dan Mullen was saying about the crowd and the swamp. He'd love to see it packed for LSU. Well, not only is he not going to see it sold out, he's not going to see anybody there because that contest between Florida and LSU, due to the positive test and players getting quarantined at Florida, right now that game is going to be rescheduled for December 12th. So that game is not going to take place. We literally had this conversation with Paul Feinbaum here recently. We literally had that conversation many times on the show. It was not if, it was when it happens to the SEC. Are they prepared whenever these games get postponed? Because as we've seen around college football since they came back, there has not been a week that has not been affected in college football where games haven't been postponed. It's happened every single week, and we knew it was a matter of time before it happened in the SEC, and here's the first run of it, and Vanderbilt, Missouri was the first. Right here, it affected the team in our market, which, you know, is becoming a theme here in COVID times.
For real.
Missouri and Vanderbilt was the first to be postponed this Saturday, and now we've got SEC game number two, a big one, Florida and LSU down in Gainesville, and that game has been moved tentatively for December the 12th. So there you go. There's your COVID, your daily COVID update.
And Dan Mullen, as we mentioned earlier, backtracked like no other.
So ironic.
On packing the stadium.
Isn't that crazy how that comes back around? Because this is one thing that I think we've learned. I have used this theme going back for a few weeks now. And the one that really clued me into it was the Cardinals general manager. And Elijah, you might have to help me with the pronunciation. Is it John Mozeliak? Is that how you say it? It's spelled a little differently than you say it.
Mozeliak, yeah, sounds about right.
Mozeliak, I think it
sounds about right.
It's good enough for me.
There's good clarification.
Elijah's like, sounds about right. I'm gonna roll with you on that.
It gets the Elijah Campbell half thumb up approval.
Yeah. No, okay,
so sure, why not? Go for that.
Okay, so let's not get sidetracked on the pronunciation. Although we have a stickler. You know, we're sensitive about these things, especially being hockey broadcasters, right? You gotta get the pronunciation.
Just so you know, Elijah, it's okay to say, I don't know.
Not quite sure.
I don't have a clue. I'm not sure. Willie, you say it however you want.
But he made a great point when the Cardinals became the second team to have to shut it down for a while in baseball. He said, what we have learned is if you go around to everybody and start pointing fingers and said, it's your fault, what were you doing last night, assuming that somebody that got it was doing the wrong things, you don't get anywhere, right? And I think the NFL has learned its lesson here, right? There's always the first instinct when somebody gets it and things are affected because of it to say, well, he must have been doing what was that person doing or what was that team doing, right? When that's not always the case, sometimes it probably is the case, right? I think sometimes we have documented that sometimes it is the case, but it's not really constructive to try to figure out how to go from there. So when Dan Mullen says we want a full stadium and then 2 days later this happens to his team, you do kind of wonder which one is it. Were they just unfortunate, or have they been, does that sort of give you a window into how they've been behaving down there? I don't know, but I think it's really important to, if they haven't learned the lesson by now, to learn it, that it is so hard to keep this out of your life over time, right? The longer it goes, the more odds are that it's going to hit you in some way, shape, or form, right?
Well, and I don't think any of us are really surprised when you have, you know, coaches that are in that in their own little bubble that some, you know, they say something and then all of a sudden like this happens and they have to backpedal. I mean,
I was afraid, a little different now.
Yeah, yeah, and they probably will, but they have to learn the hard way. And,
always, and, it seems like always they never just figure it out. They always have to learn the hard way.
It's not just this; it's a lot of things. They think because you know you used the analogy yesterday about the NFL. The NFL is up in the clouds and they're on the mountain and nothing can happen to them. I think some college football coaches, it's the same thing. I'm bulletproof. Nothing can touch me. I can do whatever I want. And yet we see these instances where, well, it does happen. In college basketball, too. Rick Pitino, forever. You thought he was untouchable. He wasn't. So different things, different situations, but it seems to always come around. And Dan Mullen's comments, bad form on his part, and now he's had to backpedal.
You know it's bad form when you hear them say it in the moment, and you go,
ooh.
When you can do that in the moment, like you know, like, uh-oh. Like the minute Dan Mullen said that in his presser after that game, because I watched that, obviously, for reasons, for silly underdogs that we'll talk about tomorrow, I was watching intently. And when he said that, I was like, Oh no!
And what do you think the PR people, like the media relations people, were doing?
Worse.
Yeah, like whoa! Why
they say words say we can't
need
say
the
on
bottle.
The air.
Yeah. Where's the bottle?
Oh,
coach
poo.
Said something stupid.
Oh poo! Here we go. Got to clean up this mess.
You know,
spill in aisle four.
You know what else I'm curious about right now, as they watch all of this, NFL and certainly college football. The Big Ten and the Pac-12, they're preparing. They're getting ready to play. They took the path that they took, which we all know, and, you know, second-guessed and everything, and they're moving forward. But I guess in doing this, they just have to be prepared. They'll have to go through the same thing, right? And they'll probably have to answer maybe even more stringent questions of why are we doing this. Hopefully not, right? I think you have to come to the conclusion that it's worth going through, even if there are some games, some setbacks, as long as everybody's staying safe, right? And you're being responsible and controlling the spread as much as you possibly can. Is that fair to say? I'm just curious, like somebody sitting in Big Ten country as they observe, as they're on the verge of starting their season here. Like they see the Florida LSU is moved.
Yeah.
Like it's just increasingly inevitable that it's almost, I won't say impossible, but the odds are that it's gonna affect you in some way.
Right, but it's,
going
so what's
through,
the alternative?
There is no alternative. I mean, right. they're just going through it. But right. I'm sure there's some people, right, who have been squelched, who were the ones maybe in the whatever offices they were in saying, I don't think we should play. I'm sure they're sitting there in some form or fashion going, this is what I told you. This
oh, you're
right, but you still have
in the
to
Big
try.
Ten? In the Big
yeah.
Ten?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. So then why are they playing?
Well, they those people got squashed, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
Right, because the right thing to do is exactly what the SEC has done, even though they have now had to cancel
Look,
two games,
what
is you have to try.
You know what you're signing up for, right? You know what you're signing up for. This is what you're signing up for. Everybody knows. You're not in a bubble. This is what's it's going to. It's the same thing we've been saying over and over. This is a recording. It's not if, it's when. It will happen, and maybe there's going to be teams. Yeah, there will be. There'll be teams that it escapes. They do not have this outbreak. They do not have to postpone a game. They do not have to shut down their facilities. They do not have to shut down a practice. That's going to happen to some, but for most, it will affect them in some way. By the way, this is not the first time Vanderbilt has been dealing with this. Right? Not the first time. No. No, they've canceled practices and
well,
they've
I think
shut
almost every
down.
Team in the league had to shut things down at some form or fashion. It'd be interesting to get a list of all the teams from the time that they gathered for the first workout practice. And is there a single school that hasn't had an issue? I don't think there is. Right?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm willing to. I haven't. I haven't charted everybody, but I don't know if I remember anything that's happened at Texas.
Like perfection?
Has anything happened at Texas? I don't remember a story.
Take a particular league, right? Well, a lot of it
like, let's
maybe
talk
hasn't
about
been. Some have disclosed more than others.
Let's talk
right?
about the conference.
Some happened
that we
in,
know.
The, in the end of the summer before anybody was really paying
right.
attention. You had to be looking.
Tennessee, LSU
oh, yeah.
was the big one, right? That was the first big one in the offseason.
Alabama,
so,
for sure.
Alabama, Tennessee, LSU, Auburn.
Auburn, definitely.
Yep.
Vanderbilt, definitely.
I don't remember Arkansas.
I don't remember hearing anything about Arkansas.
I don't remember Ole Miss.
Nope.
But it doesn't mean it
doesn't
didn't
mean
happen.
There weren't players.
Mississippi State.
Yeah. Mississippi State, I don't remember anything. Florida, nothing until now, right? I don't remember anything yeah. until now.
I just think the transparency. Remember that we had this discussion with Lincoln Riley.
Kentucky?
When Lincoln Riley came out and said, we're not going to share information on that for competitive reasons. I think it's good to be transparent in this situation, even if it costs you a little bit of competitive advantage. Compare how each team is doing with it. Okay, you've had this problem, we've had this problem. How do we learn from each other to cut off as much as we can, mitigate the risk even better in the weeks ahead so we can finish our season?
If the Big Ten and Pac-12, going back to your original statement, felt as good as they did about, they wouldn't be playing, but they are. They are. And so they completely backpedaled. They completely reversed course. And here we sit in the fall, and they're getting ready to suit up and start playing. In fact, isn't the Big Ten start next weekend, right? Not this weekend, but next?
Next weekend, yeah, the 24th.
Next weekend they start up. In the Pac-12, and I just saw Mountain West has got their whole package together, and they're about ready to start up, too. Everybody's coming back. All the ones that ran off to the gymnasium said, we'll see you there in the spring. They're all back at the party, back at the fall party with Snoop, okay? And they're about ready to – so they didn't feel that compelled about it, or they wouldn't be playing about their, you know, how they felt at the time. I know what you're saying, but – if they felt that strongly about it, they wouldn't have caved. They wouldn't have come back. They'd have stayed right there and said, we'll see you in the spring. Or we'll just be playing each other in the spring. Hope you talk about us when I know the college football season is over.
Right. They realize.
Kind of like the OVC. I mean, honestly, how much talk is there going to be with the OVC in the spring? I don't know. I mean, we actually are here with the OVC. I mean, if you want to talk about other, like, way far away from the OVC, the answer is they will never say a word about it. But here, like, how much attention are we going to give to spring OVC football?
I think the honest answer to that is it depends on what else is going on. You know, what are the Predators doing at the time? You know, I think they're going to get overshadowed, probably, if I had to guess, because you're going to be up against, I mean, I haven't looked to see when they actually start, but, I mean, you're going to be coming off an NFL season, so you got the free agency and leading up to the draft and that talk. The Predators are going to be going, you know, the early parts of their season. Or maybe
there'll probably
be
a new news story on the Nashville Stars we'll be talking about.
Could be something with that. baseball getting going.
Year two of MLS in Nashville.
Nashville SC. So, I mean, they're
races coming to town.
Yep, NASCAR going. And
NASCAR and the Grand Prix, you know. Yep. There'll be news on that front. So-and-so drivers said they're going to be here. Whatever, you know. Yeah, that
yeah,
works.
But I mean, the thing is, there is an order. I mean, there's kind of a news order. And unfortunately, you know, the OVC might find themselves lost in the shuffle. So it's unprecedented. So you don't really have a good answer until you actually see it. But I think to your point on the Big Ten and why they backpedaled, I mean, they knew that once the SEC and the ACC and the Big 12 made the decision, they didn't have a choice. Same with the Pac-12. They had to figure out a way to get it in. Otherwise, your teams were going to be out of the playoff. There wasn't going to be a second playoff. There wasn't going to be holding off until your season's
done. And you've got big donors breathing down your throat saying, I'm going to pull every dollar that I give to this university off the table. I'm sick and tired of sitting there watching other teams play while my school is sitting here doing nothing. You want another dime out of me, you better play football. You know that was going on behind the scenes.
Sure.
And don't tell me it wasn't.
It should have been.
There's
because
no
if,
doubt it was going on.
Because if they're going to spend that type of money, and then they look and they see another conference that's going, hey, we're the SEC. We understand we might have to move some games around or shut some teams down or what have you. We're seeing that right now this week. But we're going to try. And if it works, fantastic. If it doesn't, at least we can say to our donors and everybody that supports us, we gave it a shot. It didn't work. The Big Ten couldn't say that. And so the donors turn to the Big Ten and they go, what's up with that? I mean, their slogan is it just means more, and clearly it does because they're trying to play. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you guys? And meanwhile, the Pac-12's like, huh?
What?
Oh, you guys are, okay.
Where did everybody go?
Wait, you guys are playing? I thought we weren't playing. What are we doing?
What happened?
What are we doing?
They start, the 1st of November. By the way, the NFL has announced that the 2021 Pro Bowl will be going to
Viva Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Oh, that should be fun.
Well, the
players.
The 2021 Pro Bowl is being reimagined. The 2022 Pro Bowl is being played.
I guess it's the 21 season, right?
Yeah.
Technically the 22. It's in.
Yeah.
It'll be in the year
22. So not January. Vegas is not January of 21.
No,
January
no.
of 22.
It's the 21
after the
21
season.
Yeah.
Alan Bell threw out there that for the 21 for this year's Pro Bowl.
Who just cracked open a beer?
That was not me.
I did.
Oh, okay.
It's a root beer.
Oh,
it is. Okay. I did crack open a beer, but it's a root beer.
Right. It's got root in it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll take a picture if you want.
He's like, I'm safe. I got 40 minutes left.
You want verification? So, I'll send.
We're
it
good.
To you.
I'm safe.
Ryan,
I can handle it.
Ryan, I know you're listening. If this isn't a promo by tomorrow, then I don't really know what you're doing. Alan Bell put out the 2021 Pro Bowl is heading to
Las
Vegas.
He's posting his Halloween pictures.
Probably
from when he was 11.
Probably. Oh, you saw those too? Oh. I would
moving right along.
I don't know if I can get through this. Alan Bell said, I would 100% watch NFL stars gambling in a casino next to regular patrons. Here's Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady stepping into the craps table. Next, we have roulette with Odell Beckham and Travis Kelce. I'd be here for that. If that's
did
what they did
this year.
Did
you just go woof?
I did. I think it was more like a oof.
Or oof.
Nice root beer. Good job there, Willie.
Well, it's a good thing Willie, he told the truth. He was like, that's me.
I did crack open a beer.
That was me.
Just a root beer.
I tend to believe him because he was not trying to hide that sound at all. It was like, psh, psh.
I don't know. This could be an old picture. I'm not sold.
Could you time stamp it? How do you do it?
Elijah's going to launch a full-on investigation. He's using the same people the NFL used with the Titans investigation. He'll get back to us in a week to 10 days.
Florio's already tweeting that Billy's going to be in some big, big trouble.
It'll
possibly
be a totally
year-long
story
suspension.
In a week from now.
Yeah.
Willie did nothing wrong.
Willingly. He willingly did nothing wrong. That's
that is
the
word. You're right. All right. We'll come back with more. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Cool Springs MD. I'm going
to
talk about them. And I've been doing that for years, as you guys know, because I've been going there for years, and a lot of you have as well, because they've been around in this market since 2007. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, the board-certified physician, has seen many, many patients over the years. His wife, Daphne, the registered nurse, and their experienced staff. What they want to do is help you improve your quality of life. And I don't know about you. I would hope that all of you want to do that. I know I do. So they've been doing that for me. And they do so many things under one roof. That beautiful facility over there in Cool Springs off 65, right there next to Shogun Restaurant. If you're familiar, the Sportsman Grill, if you're familiar with that area, it's right there. Whether it's hormone replacement therapy, if maybe you've been feeling off lately, you just don't feel like you have any get up, don't have any drive, any motivation to do anything. Well, you can go talk to them about that. Maybe they'll check your levels, maybe see. It's only natural as we get older. Those levels go down, they dip, and, yeah, there's a reason why you don't feel like you did in your 20s because that tends to happen. But they've got things that can help you in that department and get back to feeling good again, feeling spry. And who doesn't want to be that? I know I do. Face and body rejuvenation, weight loss management. I know everybody's been out of their routine and maybe you've been put on some unwanted pounds. Well, they got programs and people that can help you get going back in the right direction. If you need to schedule a consultation or an appointment, pick up the phone and dial this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or you can learn everything about them by going to their website, coolspringsmd.com. Nashville SC, Eddie Van Halen, by the way. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
They're back on the pitch tonight. Houston Dynamo, 7 p.m. You can hear all the action on ESPN 94.9. Pre-game coverage starting at 6:45. What is this? Seven games left? More beer. Wow, so beer number two.
At this rate, Willie's going to be hammered by the time we get off air.
Well, we'll find out if he's a lightweight or not. Was that you?
That was me.
All right, well, crap. If you guys are going to start drinking, then tell me that during the break when I can go get something in the mini fridge right here.
There you go.
I'll be safe for the next break. In fact, I can pound them in the final break.
There you go.
Final segment, right?
There you go. I like that. Now, what were you asking?
I don't even remember what we're talking about.
Something about Nashville.
Oh, Nashville SC. Well, they have seven left?
Yes.
You're just like, yeah. Whatever.
No, I knew that.
We had to research this yesterday, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I just wanted to make sure.
I remembered.
We'll see if you can remember in 30 minutes. How's your memory? Especially Willie's. He's been pounding. So we didn't look for a reason. So, Willie, I think you're going to ask. We've all seen that there is an email from our buddy Jimmy Shapiro.
Mr. Prop.
We haven't looked at anything.
Mr. Prop.
At least I haven't. I don't know if Chase has cheated or not.
I have not.
I was
too busy going to get my beer.
But there's some new odds out there. There's some new props. So let's discuss.
All right. Which team will win a game first in the season? Will it be the Giants or Jets? Will the Giants or Jets win before the other? What are the odds of each one? Who's more likely?
I'm going to go Giants.
Is both going 0-16 an option?
it is becoming like, which is the bigger train wreck? It's pretty compelling what's going on right now, especially in that market.
I'll say Giants. I mean, I can't put any faith in the Jets.
The Giants are minus 300, 1-3 odds. The Jets are plus 200, 2-1 odds. So,
wow.
Not much faith in either one.
Oh, definitely not, but it's got to be one or the other, right? Unless they do both go 0-16.
I mean, minus 300 as the favorite, though. I mean, that shows you how little faith they have in the Jets.
Yeah, true.
Do you guys agree? Would you take the Giants or the Jets? The Jets reported today that Flacco will start again.
That worked out well.
Now they've made the move to get rid of Le'Veon Bell. You know, the Giants had one in their grasp against the Cowboys and let it slip away. It's easy to say the Giants, but, like, would you take that? Just because, like, isn't it really more of a coin flip when you get down to it?
When in doubt, you never take the Jets. Ever.
But the Giants are just this always lights out, everything's good?
Over
time, they've been
just
better.
Just a smidge more trustworthy than the Jets. Like, the Jets are just
they've had way more
sorry
success
franchise.
As a franchise, for sure.
Yeah, they're a sorry franchise. So why would you ever say the Jets? Okay, so quickly, we'll pause real quick with Jimmy. Since you brought up Le'Veon Bell, I've got odds from Sportsline on his next landing spot.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is the favorite for Le'Veon Bell's next landing spot? He has been cut. He's been released by the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Is it the Giants?
Giants from Willie Chase.
Well, I'm never going to rule this team out with any player off the trash heap, the New England Patriots.
I've got a list of 10 teams. Let me start with the Giants. In the list of 10 teams, the Giants are not on the list.
Really? They're very happy with Deion Lewis and Devontae Freeman and whoever else.
Yes. Apparently so.
Okay.
Because they're not on the list. There's not even odds for them. You say New England. New England is 10th on the list at plus 2,000.
Okay.
So they're 10th. So you got nine more teams.
Colts.
Indianapolis. So you lose Mack for the year back at the beginning. Makes sense. Marlon Mack's out. Indianapolis, not on the list.
Da Bears.
Da Bears on the list. Number one. Plus
number one.
Okay. Plus 250. Da Bears. Anybody want to guess number two?
I didn't think they'd be number one.
Houston. The Texans.
The next opponent of the Titans. Are they on the list? No, they're not. Not in the top ten.
They're happy with David Johnson and Duke Johnson.
Hey,
and
whether they're happy or not, they don't have a choice but to be happy with David Johnson. They gave up the best receiver in football.
But you could add Le'Veon Bell at a reasonable price, I would think, at this point, right?
Oh, sure.
I mean, you're just taking a flyer.
Of course.
You can't go wrong. If you don't like him after 2 weeks, you can cut him.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. Dalvin Cook got banged up. That's logical. Not on the list. You guys are not doing well with this.
I named the number one team. How am I not doing well?
There's been a lot of misses.
I got one in ten. I got one in ten.
A lot of whiffs. You're like the modern day baseball player. A lot of whiffs, but you hit the home run.
Yeah.
Got one in ten.
One in four with a solo shot and three strikeouts. Okay. You've deemed that great. Okay.
Vikings, that was the first miss. What are you doing? What are you talking about?
Yeah, Chase has scored better than I have, I have to admit. Let's say the Chargers.
Chargers. They're always hurt. There's always somebody hurt on their team. Not on the list. All right, you get the last guess, and then I'm just going to tell you guys. What do you got?
We're failing miserably.
Willie has struck out.
Too much root beer. Too much root beer.
I mean, struck out looking. Didn't even take the bat off his shoulders.
The final guess from yours truly, Chase McCabe, will be the Washington football team.
The Washington FTs, not on the list. You guys did not fare well.
Too much of a train.
I still got the number one.
Kansas City, number two, plus 300. I know.
Interesting.
The rich just keep getting richer. Arizona, number three.
Okay.
Plus 500. Tampa Bay, what is Tampa going to do with Le'Veon Bell?
Set a record
for
most running backs?
Are they trying to do what Washington did many, 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 many years ago? Just the all-name team?
Perhaps.
I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. If Tampa gets Le'Veon Bell, that's just silly. They have Fournette, who's hurt. Keyshawn Vaughn, who played well, by the way, last Thursday, but got hurt as well. Ronald Jones has been running fine. They got a bevy of running backs. My goodness. Seattle, plus 900. Philadelphia, the Tennessee Titans, plus 1,200.
Not a chance.
No, I don't see it.
They are seventh on the list. San Francisco, Pittsburgh, and then New England is last.
Pittsburgh is on the list?
Ninth.
Wow. I think there's a better chance he goes back to Pittsburgh than the Titans.
Really? Oh, I definitely don't see that.
I don't think either one.
I agree.
Will be it.
But he's not going back to Pittsburgh.
No,
this is just like trying to exploit bad bettors or something.
Pittsburgh and Tampa would be total waste of money. That's wasted money. Dare I say, if that happens, I will not shave my head. I'm not going to do that. So Chicago and Kansas City, Arizona, top three.
All right, got one more from Jimmy.
Okay.
Mr. Prop.
Back to Jimmy.
This is the last one. Over under for the Cowboys wins the rest of the season. Now that the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton is in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they're what, 2-3?
Yep.
2-3 wins the rest of the way.
And it's not, they have a solid number here. It's not a blank and a half.
So they have 11 games left. And they're over-under win total for the rest of the season?
That's the question.
And it's not
Where is the over-under set? Yes, and there is no half.
Five.
Chase, do you agree?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'll say four.
It's actually five. So They're saying the Cowboys will win seven, which begs the question, what will the winner of the division have?
That's that could be your – there you go. There could be your answer.
7-9?
Yeah. Because remember, the Eagles have a tie.
The Fox pregame show, which I never watched, listened to, I actually caught the little bit that they had on who's help me with the woman that is does the awesome social media videos on the hockey, what – this division would say about this, like the party, the dinner party. What's we've had her on our
Jillian.
Show. Jillian. Yeah, Jillian. What's her last name? Why am I messing this up?
I'm blanking on it.
Is it Fisher?
Jillian Fisher. Yeah, thank you.
That's it.
Awesome talent. We've had her on the show before. She is a blast. Every time she puts one of those out, it is a hit. They did a similar type of thing, and the four teams of the NFC East were represented. It was really well done. It had the guy from Survivor that was running it, Jeff Probst. Very, very well done. It was hilarious because it's like how all four teams have got such big issues, but somebody has to win the division.
Yeah, the NFC Least is the nickname, and it's true.
Mm-hmm. It's a sorry division.
So if they go 7-9, do they win the division, the Cowboys?
I think so.
And if you really think about it, I mean, there are obviously, and we've talked about it here in Nashville, the fact that Andy Dalton is the backup to Dak Prescott, there are certainly worse situations. I mean, he's...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And they got him on the cheap.
Yeah.
And, of course, and he's got people to throw to. You know, he's got a great running game. He's stepping into maybe something he never had in Cincinnati. Right?
Well, he did take him to the playoffs 5 years in a row, though.
He did.
Right, but
he's got a run game.
But he did it with
receivers.
A limited... He had A.J. Green in his prime... But not a whole lot else, right? When you think about it, this offense has an array of offense is not the problem for the Cowboys.
No,
his numbers could be good.
Atrocious.
If you're a fantasy owner,
terrible.
you might take a flyer.
Yeah, but
on
Willie,
him in
they
the
can't stop anybody. They're awful on defense.
Oh, I'm talking about just how Andy Dalton will look in this. He did a 1 year deal, right, in a show me situation, and he gets his chance to play. And earn another contract somewhere for next year. He could end up looking pretty good. Even if the defense screws up, his numbers could be good.
Andy Dalton can stick around another 5 years in this role. Easy. Collecting millions and millions of dollars. Easily. Look, if Ryan Fitzpatrick can do it, Andy Dalton can do it.
Exactly. I mean, Flacco has been able to stick around.
Right. If Joe Flacco is still in the league. Oof. How about Matt Barkley last night? Yikes.
Yeah.
They better hope Josh Allen doesn't get hurt. Yeah. Goodbye, Bill season. See
Matt
you
Barkley
later.
Still sticking around.
All right, we'll come back, and we'll stick around for another segment. We'll see if Chase and Willie, if their alcohol level has gone up. We'll see if they're slurring. In the final segment of Darren Donica Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. That's what the Jets told Le'Veon Bell. They told him to hit the road. Now it looks like the Titans have told that to Kamale Correa, who has requested a trade. And today Mike Vrabel and the team said that they will accommodate him and try to seek out a trade. I don't think they're going to get one. And if they don't, he will be released. So he is no longer a member of the Tennessee Titans. Also, the Florida LSU game now joins Vanderbilt and Missouri. That's two SEC games this week that have been postponed. So that will not take place in Gainesville. Signs were already bad. Whenever you're moving the start time around, you already knew that signs were not good. Positive tests kept popping up, and Florida is in shutdown mode right now for the Gators program. So we'll see. Tentatively, that game has been rescheduled for December 12th. I haven't seen anything on the Vanderbilt-Missouri game. Have they said when they're planning on making that up?
Well,
December
12th. Yeah, the 12th.
So the 12th, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to pass along also that right here on ESPN Nashville on the game that this is a place to find MLB playoff coverage presented by Gary Forrest Acura. And Game 4 of the ALCS series, Rays and Astros, heard tonight as the Rays, check this out, guys, lead that series 3-0. A chance to close out, get the sweep, and go to the World Series for Tampa.
Then they face Zach Greinke, who has been battling through a sore arm. How long will he last? It's incredible what the Rays are doing. Now, it shouldn't be that stunning because they were the number one seed. They had the best record. The Astros had a losing record during the regular season. So it shouldn't really stun us that they're up 3-0. It's the way they're doing it, though. Like every inning where they need a big play, defensively, a two-out hit, like they'll go 3 or 4 innings without getting a base runner. And then suddenly a guy walks, they need a big hit, they bunch together a couple runs, and then they get every big out on the mound somehow with guys that you're still getting used to. Now, it's the same guys running out there, so I'm starting to know who Loop is and who Castillo is. You know, I'm starting to get to know them. I still don't have them off the top of my head. There's Thompson, the Sidewinder, Fairbanks. They've got like 7 relievers that are all lights out. And now, if you want to watch a guy pitch that is incredible to watch, watch Glasnow tonight. How tall did you say he was, Elijah? Like 6'8"?
He is 6'8". And funny enough, there are 9 pitchers on the Rays pitching staff that are 6'5 or taller, and their pitching coach, Ken Snyder, is 6'7". These boys are big.
Wow. And, Chase, is there another baseball game today?
There is. There is. The mighty Braves of Atlanta lead the Dodgers of Los Angeles 2-0 in the NLCS. Game 3 tonight, a 5:05 Central Time first pitch on Fox Sports 1, or FS1, as it's called. And it got a little hairy last night.
A little
hairy?
What was your heart rate, you think, on the last pitch?
Well, here's where it was. I mean, it was almost worse for me because I couldn't watch it because I had gone on the Facebook Live with Nate Washington to do the post game for the Titans. And then all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up and everybody's like, oh, no, oh, no, they're about to blow it. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? And then I'm able to pull it up while Nate's talking and saw it. Yeah, the heart rate was high. The heart rate was high. And I was like, no way they're going to blow this. Is this really happening right now? I'm going to hear it from all these Dodgers fans. But they were able to get it done and close it out. 2-0. It's all that matters. A win is a win.
They had lost that game.
Oh, boy.
Ruh-roh. But they did.
Kyle Wright goes tonight.
Yep.
And then they have announced Bryce Wilson as the starter tomorrow. Another super young, high-talented prospect. Now, let me just take you guys back. Chase, you might remember this. Fantasy football draft, Darren's house. We're watching the Braves completely destroy whoever it was. I think it was the Nats.
Yep.
Bryce Wilson comes in to mop up. He has just been called up from the alternate site, the alternate universe, the upside down, whatever you want to call it. And he got absolutely tattooed. I don't know if you guys remember. It was like 14-4, and they just needed 3 outs. And he must have given up 3 or 4 absolute rockets to start. He is starting game 4 of the NLCS. Now, he's gotten a lot better since then, needless to say, or else they wouldn't run him out there. But it's extraordinary how a couple of these guys, who they've always felt are talented, are going to be great pitchers, have figured something out just in time. But like when you go back, you know, let's just pick like the 1995 Indians, you go down the list and so-and-so's 16-7 with a 3-something ERA, and so-and-so's got won 18 games. And then when you look at the regular season stats for some of the Braves pitchers, they pitch like 6 games or 3 games. It's really odd, but the World Series champion is going to have some guys like that. It's such a unique season.
The Braves did announce their starting lineup, and Mark Melancon will start in right field tonight. He caught another ball last night, so he'll get the start right.
That was hilarious. This is like turning into a viral video every game now.
He had to pitch last night, and he wasn't expecting to pitch when it was 7-0, 8-0. What was it? 8-0 at one point? I know it was 7-0.
It was 8-3 going into the ninth, and it was like, what, 8-7, bases loaded, two outs?
Yep.
Like somebody had to, I'm sure Mark was just chilling. Hey, don't have to pitch tonight. You rest up. But all of a sudden, Mark, we need you, man. he used all the slack in the rope, too.
Yeah, the gas can was on the mound when he got there.
No kidding. Well, we'll see if they can take a commanding 3-0 lead in that series. So it'll be the same times as last night. Dodgers, Braves will start, get things going at 5, and then
you think they'll be done by 8:30? How long was the game last night? A 9-inning game? Like 4
hours?
Well,
it started an hour before the Titans and ended like 30 minutes.
It started at 5. Yeah. It was the same time. It was started
We've got
at 5.
To pick it up, people. Pick it up, people.
And what was it? 9:05 when it ended?
Yeah. So the whole 3-batter rule to speed up the game, not working.
Actually, it may have been later than 9:05. It was more than 4 hours, wasn't it?
Oh, it was like 4 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. All right. That's going to do it for our show today. You enjoy this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Be safe. We want you back with us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.